Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper.
One of our team entered a hotel room during a short holiday and was surprised to see a choice of pillows on the bed. On one, there was the label saying firm, and on the other, soft. It got him thinking, imagine if we had to put on a label every morning to let people know how we were feeling. Perhaps it would read excited or in despair, optimistic, under the weather, or even I need a hug. What label would people put on us just by observing our normal behaviour? Do you think it would be sarcastic, good listener, encouraging, or pessimistic, maybe even just a good friend? What do you think they'd put? Of course, depending on what's happening to us, we can go through lots of emotions and feelings, often in the space of an hour, never mind a day. And we can even come across differently to different people. Firm when dealing with colleagues or staff, yet soft around our children or grandchildren or someone else's children. I find I'm even nicer to other people's kids than my own sometimes. It's a good reminder, actually, to keep a check on our behaviour. Depending on how we act during the mood we're in, could be the label we end up getting. And if that was during a rash moment, well, it may be a label we'll regret. And the way labels stick, there may be a lot of damage that needs to be made right again. In the ancient scrolls, about 800 years before Jesus was born, it is recorded how the prophet Isaiah spelt out some of the labels that Jesus would have. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. You'll find it in Isaiah chapter 9. One thing that really stands out as we read about Jesus' life was the consistency of his love and self-control during the tough times. Wouldn't it be good to have those qualities, for people to label us with words like loving, patient, merciful, strong, and yet kind, even when we're experiencing tough times? I'm Aaron Wright.